Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I look at a movie that you've probably never seen before. We're staying in good old Britannia this week as we take a look at Bend It Like Beckham. Bend It Like Beckham is a 2002 sports movie directed by Gurinder Chadha, written by her, as well as Paul Mayetta Burgess and Gulcheet Bindra. It stars Parminda Nagra and Keira Knightley. The film is about Nagra and Knightley, who play young teenage girls Jess and Jules, two avid football players who want to go after positions in the professional league. However, they are at constant odds with their parents' traditionalist wishes. Jules' mom wanting her to marry a man and become a traditional housewife, and Jess's family wanting her to go to college and get a job so she can live stably in England. So the girls must break their norms to go and chase their dreams. The movie is significant for a lot of reasons, but chief among them is the commentary on Jess's family, social norms, and culture. Gurinder Chadha is a director who covers a lot of this in her filmography. Mostly Indian women living in the UK, learning how to live with their combining traditionalist and modern cultures. And Bend It Like Beckham is no exception. The title is a reference to football star David Beckham and his curling free kick technique. He's referenced a lot in the movie. Jess is a big fan of his and even wears his numbered jersey, number 7, as her own. But while Beckham is mostly known today, back in 2002, nobody had really heard of him outside of the UK. As such, 20th Century Fox, the film's American distributor, wanted to change the film's title to Move It Like Mia, in reference to American football star Mia Hamm. Chadha rejected this, and the film was released with its original title, which is very surprising that the studio had relented to this. Though, Jules' number in the women's team is number 9, same as Mia Hamm's. The film's integration of Indian culture is an impactful one, allowing the film to be fully engrossed in Jess's world, and throughout the film we learn that the reason her parents don't want her to play is not just a cultural one, it's also a personal one. It helps not only Jess feel more believable, but also her parents, who are the closest thing to antagonists in this film. It also helps that Jules' struggles are very similar to Jess's, which allows the audience to feel their problems but also their friendship. And the friendship between Jess and Jules is the emotional core of the movie, making it more heartbreaking when they eventually start to hate each other. Bend It Like Beckham is a sweet and heartfelt movie that anybody can watch and feel emotion run through them. The film also goes into some themes about LGBT teens, and while it's a small part of the movie, it resonated enough to earn Best Wide Release Film at the GLAAD Awards. The film would also go on to be nominated for several other awards, including being nominated for Best Musical or Comedy at the Golden Globes, and it would win a British Comedy Award and the sports-themed ESPY Award. The film would even be adapted into a musical that premiered on London's West End in 2015. One more thing, a fun coincidence about this movie. The soundtrack in this movie includes a song called Independence Day by Melanie C, or Sporty Spice. But that's not what's coincidental. What's coincidental is that Mel's fellow Spice Girl, Victoria, or Posh Spice, is actually married to David Beckham. Just one of those funny coincidences that I wanted to bring up. Anyway, Bend It Like Beckham is available to stream on Disney Plus and Peacock. You can rent it or buy it on iTunes and Amazon Prime, or you can check it out of your local library. Whatever method you use, just go and watch it. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.